As part of this year's Sala Festival, four local artists were chosen to be based in mental health inpatient units across the station, across the state. Collaborating with patients, staff, researchers from UniSA and Country Health SA employees, each artist was based in either Whyalla, Berry or Glenside for 3 to 6 months in order to explore the relationship between art, recovery and therapy, and to help destigmatize mental health issues. Two of these artists, Jade Harland and Henry Stenterford, join us now in the studio to talk about their residency at Glenside Hospital. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you guys with us, and it sounds like quite an incredible experience, and it's an unusual sort of look at how to deal with issues. And what was the experience like?
Really great so far.
Very insightful and very positive overall.
What motivated you both to get into this? Jade, did you want to start?
My work has sort of commonly featured themes around mental health. I just recently finished a Bachelor of Visual Art at UniSA. So, yeah, this is the first sort of couple of months that I've been out of study. So I knew I wanted to sort of take that direction with my work.
How about you, Henry? What motivated you to do this?
Heard about the project and read a bit more about, I guess, the whole topic at large, and it sounded like a really good thing to get involved with, and then this project especially. So, I was pretty keen to apply for it and did so.
And you worked with some patients at Glenside. What was that experience like, and how did that influence your work?
I think it was good to... we're like outsiders to the mental health system.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good to be able to get like the hands-on sort of, you know, look at how it actually operates, you know, break it down and to see, you know, the realities of it, I guess, as opposed to, you know, like any conception that you might have had prior.
Right. Was it a bit daunting going in?
Yeah, it was. And I think because it's sort of the first... time they've sort of done that there. First couple of weeks was a bit, you know, just everyone sort of getting used to us, and probably not every day you have a couple of random artists in a hospital setting. So, but I think once everyone got used to us and knew why we were there,
Did anyone have a very profound effect on you?
I think everyone does, staff and patients as well, and that sort of comes through with our work, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. A few really amazing people. Yeah, I won't mention any names, you know. Meet some people just, so refreshing, you know, in their, you know, look of life and things like that.
Mm.
But yeah, some lasting impressions, definitely.
And art can be incredibly, useful in recovery. What do you think about that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been nice just to have patients come and even sort of sit there and draw with us, and I think that's good for their recovery process as well.
Because recovery is the theme, isn't it?
Yeah. That's it.
So how did that work its way into your work, Jade?
So I sort of did a fair bit of research into the actual topic of recovery, and it's such a deeply personal and unique process for each individual suffering from mental illness. So, I just sort of wanted to explore that a little bit further and look at the sort of goals that people seek to reach in when recovering. And that's sort of what I wanted to communicate in my work.
And what are the benefits of using art as a type of therapy?
I think it's it gives someone like a positive activity to engage with that, you know, there is no right or wrong, really. It's just your own standard of what you want to achieve in it. And so even if it's not like directly art, I think part of the idea is just like equipping someone with the idea that, like, yeah, you like might be in this mental health facility, but you know, you can do something for yourself that you just enjoy that'll then have like a more positive effect in your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah, definitely.
And Henry, a lot of your work has a sense of darkness and there are elements of deformity behind them. Tell us about this and how working in Glenside influenced this.
Well, I think like darkness, I guess, is just a part of life, like a undertone to everything, as you know, as equally as much as like positivity is part of life. But I think, you know, the work always has like a dark tone, but from all the people I've met and the stories I heard at Glenside, I tried to maintain that sort of like sad comedy while giving it like an overall positive, you know, positive message, because that's sort of what was going on there.
Mm.
Did a lot of the patients use humour as a coping mechanism for darkness?
Yeah, big time from what I can tell. Mm. You know, like, some people write like rap music there that's pretty like introspective.
Mm.
And, you know, that's amazing, because that's just like them thinking it out on paper. You know, it's so directly that, like, so directly expressing it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think, yeah, a lot of humour, definitely.
Local artists Jade Harland and Henry Stenterford are with us. They're talking about their artist's residency at Glenside Hospital as part of SALA. So take us through what sort of media you use and what your images look like, what your paintings look like.
So I am predominantly a figurative painter and I use oil paints, but I also like to mix it with other materials such as resins and things like that. And the imagery that I've sort of gone with is sort of someone sort of getting out of bed, and like I said, I wanted to focus on those sort of goals that people seek for the recovery process, and I just wanted to sort of look at something that, you know, we all sort of do every day. Some, you know, might be a bit more difficult. On some days, but
yeah, for many people who are really struggling, getting out of bed is a huge win to actually take that step,
and
isn't it?
Generally, you know, most people don't think too much about doing that, but yes, for someone that's suffering from mental illness, that might be a massive goal to be able to do that. So
yeah,
it's kind of just what I wanted to communicate in the work.
And Henry, what's your process? What sort of materials do you use?
I do a lot of drawing, and then I turn that into an acrylic painting, and they're often, like, very vivid, so, like, bright in colour, and they're almost, like, like romanticised everyday scenes, you know? So, like, trying to really exemplify maybe, like, the hidden message in just something mundane that we'd all do. And so the paintings I did for the Glenside are all, you know, quite big, quite colourful for the most part, and hope to have a lot of impact, but when at Glenside, I feel like I do a lot of drawing, because that's like easy and you can sort of finish it quite quickly and see the whole product. And so it's sort of a mix of the two. And drawing's a easy thing for someone who doesn't have a strong art background to engage with, you know, like the people there. And so, yeah, all the work at the exhibition is big paintings, but all the little things produced at Glenside are drawings.
Great. And what's next for you guys? Jade, what do you want to do next?
I think we're still in the... we've still got a bit of time at Glenside now, so we've got a little studio there. So I think just keep spending time there and, yeah, seeing what more work we produce out of that. That's, yeah, the next sort of goal.
Henry, do you have any aspirations beyond that?
Yeah, just find another great project, keep making good art.
Yeah. Oh, great. And we can check it out. It's at the Peter Walker Gallery. That's on Walkerville Terrace. And that's until the 2nd of September. So thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Artist Henry Stenterford and Jade Harland. And as I said there, their works will be on display at Peter Walker Gallery until the 2nd of September as part of this year's SALA Festival.